In Masechet Avos, we're holding Perek Revi, Mishnah Aleph. Ben Zoyma Omer, Ben Zoyma says, Ezel Chacham, who's considered a wise person, who's considered a learned person? Haloimed Mikol Adam, person that learns from every person. Shenema Pasuk Ketilim that says, Mikol Malamdai Hiskalti. From all my teachers, I became wise. And the Ben Yerin explains that who's considered a chacham? Somebody that loves chachma. Person that loves it, so the pshat is he has a taiva to learn. He wants to know. So even though he's not a chacham yet, but he's called a chacham because he's going to get to be the madrega of a tam chacham. Because he has a desire, he has a love for chachma. That's the pshat. Who's called a chacham already now? A person has a tremendous love, a desire to learn, meaning to learn from anybody. As long as he's learning Torah, he hears something, he's not embarrassed to learn from somebody younger than him, somebody knows less than him, it's Torah, he has a love for it, that's called a Chacham. A Zeil Giber, who's called a strong person, HaKoivish Es Yitzray, somebody could conquer his Yetzirah, that's called real Gevura. It's not talking about might of your muscles, it's talking about here your might of your lave, of your neshama. A person that could conquer his Yetzirah, that's called the real Gevura. Now the Apostle says, in Mishlei, Toiv Erech HaPayim, Mi Gibor, O Moishel Baruchai, Mi Leiket Ir. Now the Apostle says, Toiv, a person who's slow to become anger, he's better than a strong man. O Moishel Baruchai, somebody that could control himself, could conquer his Yetzirah, Mi Leiket Ir, is even more stronger than a person that conquers the city. Like Rabbi Yain explains, Stam strength, even a behemoth has the strength. Here we're talking about strength of your lave. A person has a mile over a behemoth. We have a lave, we have a mayach, we have brains. And therefore the real strength is a person that could conquer his temptations of the Yetzirah. Really there's a Mesil Sashram that says that the schar we're going to get is according to how much we were kibrish, we held back our Yetzirah. He also says, we know we're in a strong mechama, a whole lifetime a person has to fight his Yetzirah. He's always there to tell you to do Averis, and we have to be strong enough to win him, to fight over him. That's the mechama we're in constantly, a whole lifetime. Then the Mishnah says, a Zeo Osher, who's considered a rich person, Hasameh Becholko, he's happy with the portion that he receives from Hashem. Why is that called an Osher then? Stam is a happy person. So the pshat is the Mefarshim say that he's happy what Hashem gives him because whatever he has, he's able to use it out to do mitzvahs with it. And therefore he's an usher, he's satisfied, he's happy, he's always doing toiv with the amount that Hashem gave him. Also the pshat is that this person is maki, realizes everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he realizes whatever he has, that's what Hashem wants him to have and he's happy with it. Shaking a person that only desires to have more and more, he's never happy. He never can be considered a rich person. As much as he has, he always wants more. Shenema the Pasuk says, Yegia kapecho ki soichel ashrecho v'toivloch. Like when you eat of the labor of your hands, then ashrecho, you're praiseworthy. And we darshan, what does it mean to say ashrecho, they'll be good for you? Ashrecho, boy, the mosaic, and have a good life in this world. And v'toiv loch l'olam habo, yivizorcha, a tremendous reward back in olam habo. And the Ben Yain explains this, that ashiras here means, you're satisfied, you have what you need, meaning that the ikar purpose of a person in this world is to do the Torah, to mekayim, to learn the Torah, do the mitzvahs. And therefore, that's called the real usher, somebody that has enough to manage on, and he could use up all his time doing mitzvahs and learning, that's called the real usher. Mashiach, some is only Isaac in this world, material, trying to get more and more money. He doesn't do the mitzvahs that much, and he's always trying to get, he's never satisfied. That's not called an usher. Then the Mishnah ends off a Chiddush, a Zeyo Mechubed, who is considered a person that deserves to have respect. HaMechabed Es Abriyas, a person that gives respect to other people. Shenem the Pasuk says, Ki Mechabedai Achabed, even though it's talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, whoever honors me, whoever honors a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I will honor, Kodesh Baruch Hu will give him honor back. And whoever, if I care, is, whoever disgraces the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yakelu, he'll be disgraced himself. And the third apostle is telling us, Kavachayma, Madach by Kodesh Baruch Hu, somebody gives the Kodesh Baruch Hu covet, he gives back covet, Savada by B'nai Yodam also, that if we give covet to somebody else, we deserve to have covet back. The pshat could be as a person that's mechabed abriyos, as the pshat is, he realizes every person is a tzelem lekim, he realizes that Kodesh Baruch Hu that's there, and by giving cover to your chaver, to your friend, that's called giving cover to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Remember, we have this pasuk that says, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you covet back. But that's somebody who really deserves respect. You understand the shivas of a person, the tzelem lekim of an adam, and therefore he goes to mechabed other people. That's a real respectful person. Up to Mishnah Beis, Ben Azai Oime, Ben Azai says, have a rot le mitzvah kal, a person should run to go to do even a small mitzvah. Kivachamura, as if it's a very strict mitzvah. And uvareach min avera, a person should run away from an avera. Why the Mishnah says, she mitzvah gereris mitzvah. By doing one mitzvah, it drags you, it causes you to do another mitzvah. It entices you, it gives you kedusha, that you want to do more mitzvahs. In the opposite way, the avera, if you do an avera, it's metamtim you, takes away the kedusha, the yetzer gets hold of you, and therefore gereris avera causes you to do more averas. The Mishnah continues, sheshchan mitzvah, mitzvah, the reward you get for a mitzvah is a mitzvah, uschar avera, avera. And the punishment that you get for doing an avera, that in itself is called an avera. So really that the Mishnah starts off, have rots le mitzvah kalik of a chamura. So really the Rabbein Yonah says, this is explained already in the second parak, that it says in the second parak, it says the Mishnah, she'enat yodei imam tcharen shal mitzvah. The reason why you have to run to do even a simple mitzvah, because we do not know the schar we get for mitzvahs. Some learn there that it's not only the ma'isa mitzvah, but it depends upon how much kavana, how much chizak, how much emphasis you put in to do the mitzvah, how much simcha you have when you're doing the mitzvah. Therefore, sometimes even the smaller mitzvahs, that's what gives us more simcha. We put more into it, and therefore we'll get much more schar than doing the big mitzvahs without any chizuk, without any without a geshmak, without a simcha. That's what I said before. Now here in this Mishnah, Ben Yehuda says that Ben Yehuda comes to fear another reason. Another reason why you should run to do even a simple mitzvah, because that's the mitzvah, that mitzvah is mekadesha. And because of one mitzvah will cause us, will drag us to do more mitzvahs. Even if you start off with small mitzvahs, the small mitzvah will drag you to do more mitzvahs, do even bigger mitzvahs. As Lashon is, ki ba'asai saw the mitzvah, then a person knows even a small mitzvah, pamachas, even one time, who miskarev es Hashem Yisborach, he's becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. O margales ruch al avidosai, making himself fit, making your ruach, your insides, to want to do Avodas Hashem, and therefore it's going to be easy for you to do another mitzvah, even though the next mitzvah may have a big pircha, hard to do it, but you're going to have the geshmak, you're going to want to do mitzvahs, you do it the simcha, and you'll enjoy, even no matter how hard the mitzvah is, you're going to enjoy to do it. That's the klal, start off with small mitzvahs, and they'll drag you to do big mitzvahs. You know, like Mesil Sharm says, it's very hard to marry the pnim of a person, and therefore you have to start with the chitzoin. Person does outside ma'isim, you do ma'isim, tov, you do ma'isim mitzvahs, that's ma'ara the pnim, the inside of you, to give you a cheshet, to give you a geshmak, to give you an avam, a desire to do mitzvahs, and then when you have this avam desire, you'll want to do even hard mitzvahs. And the same thing, the opposite way, run away from an avera, even the smallest avera, because if you do one avera, the etzara gets a hold of you, gives you a geshmak in doing averas, metamta malev, he stops the kedusha, he stops the shaykhs to Hashem, and therefore more and more comes in, more and more tumah comes in, and you'll end up doing more and more averus. Then it ends off with Yisoy, that schar mitzvah itself is a mitzvah. The reward that you get for a mitzvah, that's good for a mitzvah. So there's two ways to learn here. One shot is the schar of a mitzvah is the opportunity to do another mitzvah. You're much better off, it's a better investment. You're making investments in this world, and Mitzvah Hashem, the repay will get back. Karen Kiyemus Elam Abba, we'll get the Karen, we'll get the reward in Elam Abba. So the best investment to this world is to do more and more mitzvahs. So if you do one mitzvah, the schar in this world for that mitzvah is, you'll be able to invest and do another mitzvah. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do Toiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Toiv Hashem Lakil, Hashem created this world to be Meitiv Lakil. And therefore, if we do a mitzvah, and we enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us Schar, that's Gufra Mitzvah, that's Gufra Hashem wants. Hashem wants to give us Schar. So Schar Mitzvah, it itself is called a mitzvah. It's something that Hashem wants. When that we enable Hashem to give us the Schar, that in itself is called a mitzvah. And the opposite, Hashem does not like to do Ra, to do punishment, and therefore if we do an Aveira that we cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to punish us, the punishment itself is called the Dover Ra, is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself does not want. Your Mishnah Gimel, Hu Ha Yoyim, he used to say, the Nazar Yossi used to say, Al Tehi Boz L'chol Adam, do not despise any person. Don't think that you don't need him, he can't do anything for you, he can't do any harm for you. You never know. Valti maflig l'chol dover. Don't, maflig means like set aside, take it away from you. Think that there's no purpose for that thing. Don't be marchik yourself from anything like to say there's no purpose for that. But the klal is, shein loch odom, shein l'sho. There's no person that doesn't come a time that maybe you need him. He could do something good for you. And this is poshup shot. The same thing, vein loch dover. There's no object, nothing in this world. Shein loy makom doesn't have its place. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, there's a purpose for it, there's good for it, and the right time, the right place will be good. Therefore, don't despise anything and don't take yourself away from anything that Hashem created. But there's a bigger kavana here, boz l'chol adam. Person has to realize every single person that tzelem alakim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him. Mamash has a chshivas, he has a neshama, he's a chelak of Hashem alakai. What do you mean you despise him? You have to adorab, give covet, be machsh of him. The Farshim speak out like this is really starts off in the midas of Leitzonis. The midas of Leitzonis, to mock, to make jokes, is something can be very, very, very choshev, and just knock it down with a joke. That's one of the kitim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not roya, that kat, the Mora says in Saitam, that kat Leitzonim, that's when Arba kitos, and not makabu p'nei shchina. Mamish, you mavatal things, you mavatal people, and that's the way you come to buzz to say this person has no shivas, I don't need him, I don't care about him. That's also from the midas of Leitzonis. But either geyser is to be machshev everything, to see the chshivas in the frat in people, in the dover, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, to know it's the tzelem elokim, it's a bria of Hashem, to be machshev and adorah, but to see the godness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be able to say, morabu ma'asecho Hashem. Mishneh Dalet, Rabbi Levitos ishiav noimer, that moid moid hevi shval ruach, a person should be very humble. His spirits should be very humble. She'tikvas enoish rima. Because the hope of the end of a person is a worm. At the end of a person's buried, it turns the worms eat him. So how could a person of gaiva think great upon himself? Let him think about what's going to happen to kever, and therefore he'll lose his gaiva. And even though usually the chutem tsoi, the middle way of all midas, is the best, not to have too much rachmonis, not to be too much achzorius, always to be in the middle, that's the midas toivom. Mashenkein by gaiv, it's the opposite. Moid, moid, to be as much as possible the opposite, have no gaiv at all, just have the mid of humble. Now the mid of anova, the Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Odom HaGodol, the greatest person he had, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the honor of Mikol Odom. The more a person is an honor of his humble, the more he's makabal and realizes everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the more he becomes close to Hashem, and the greater is Neshama, the greater is Mekayim, is avoid in this world. But the more we have gaiva, we think of ourselves, it's us, we forget about Hashem, it takes us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we both know the midas of Moshe and Aaron. There are two different ways to become humble. One is that you think of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kineged the Melech Malchim Lochem, what am I? I'm a nothing. The other way to look is the Pchisas Odom. How bad, what we're missing, how low we are, for that alone there's nothing to have gaiva. Farshim said that was a chiluk between Moshe and Aaron. Moshe's midah of anova was because he was so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saw so much the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was nothing connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nadarab, that's why he was so close to Hashem, and that's why Hashem made him to be the shliach to give the Torah over. Aaron's midah was boish min adova. Aaron's midah was he has midah of anova. And some of Hashem was even greater than Moshe's anova, but it was a different type of anova. It was anova, boish v'dova, he felt bad upon himself, he saw the p'chisis, saw naveiro, saw how bad a person could do, So how can you have gaiva? How can you think great upon yourself? And machmazeh, he has this mid of anova, which the outcome is the same thing, that only makes you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mela Hashem will be mashpi upon you more. Right, the Rebbe Yochanan ben Baroiko Eimer, kol ha-mechalol shem shemayim baseisa, somebody does the chet of the chilul Hashem, you profane Hashem's name, even though you do it privately, is nifroyim mimendel begolim. The punishment will be done in front of everybody. Everybody will know about the punishment. Echad shegeg v'echad meizu b'chilul Hashem. But you did the chet b'shegeg, you didn't realize you did it, you did it on purpose. There's an aver of chilul Hashem, Hashem pays back for the chet of chilul Hashem. Means if there's a chet of chilul Hashem, even though you do it b'seisa, probably even b'shegeg, the midrash is Hashem pays back, but goli, everybody finds out about it. And here the Mishnah means the yiduch ha-toyim, that's mamash achilu Hashem, like the Moshe avodah zarah, that's mamash achilu Hashem. Well, if you swear in Hashem's name, la-sheker, yimachal, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a terrible chet. And therefore, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back the goli, and after it says, echa b'shoikev echa mezer, it doesn't mean you get the same punishment. But to do the chet the mezer is worse. It just means even though they did a b'shoikev, the nice is still responsible for it, you're not an onus, and therefore Hashem will pay back the goli. Yeah, Mishnah Hey, Rabbi Yishmael ben Yoima, Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochanan Bruka, says, Haloi me da manas lame, that somebody learns Torah, and his condition is I'm not able to teach it to somebody else, so maspikim biyodi lul modul lame, they'll grant him what he wants, he'll be able to learn and to teach others. But a bigger madreger is, Haloi me, Al-Manas, last is somebody learns Torah, Manas, to follow it up, to do what he learns, to practice what he learns, and then Ma'aspikin, Biyodai, Lilmoy, the Lulamed, Lishma, Velas, this is a bigger medium. You'll be able to learn, to teach, to watch, and to do. What's the two things of Lishma, Velasais? Velas is to do the mitzvahs, and Lishma means to watch it, do with a hiddur. Do it, but put keiches into it, put effort into it, you'll be zeicha to do the mitzvahs, the hidurim. That the bigger madrega to be a lilmoid, almanas lasos, you're learning, almanas to be mekayim the Torah. A lebedikacha Torah, a live Torah, a tikkur halichas el halachos. That the pshat from halacha is halichas, how to walk, go in these actions. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Tzadik says, al tasem a Torah lizgadubhem. To not learn Torah just to make a crown that you become great because of it. Not that you shouldn't learn Amanas to receive kavod and gedula. That's called Shalei Lishmol. The Gemara in Dorm says, person should not say, I'm going to learn, I'll be called a Chacham, I'll be called a Rebbe. But rather, you're supposed to learn Machmas Ava. And then the kavod comes by itself. And the Mishnah says, V'loi kardom lach b'bem. And don't learn like to have like a shovel to be able to dig with. In other words, not to be mishtamish with your learning L'shem Panosa. Shouldn't learn in order to have a job to make money, but rather you have to do it l'shem kedushas haTorah. And even the malamit tinoikis people that are rebbeim, they get paid for it. But the ikir pay is supposed to be for chayas shimra, not that they're watching the talmidim, not for the actual learning. And v'kach hayihilo oimer. This is the way Hillel used to say that odish tamesh betago chalof. Means somebody that uses the crown of Torah, using it for crown to show off or to be proud. To have covered is Yafav means you're going to be Ovar min Olam. Is a person will be mace because there's a benifta because of this. Is Ho Lomaratav. Here we learn out that Kol Hanenemi Divrei Torah. Whoever has enjoyment from the Divrei Torah is Mishtamish with it for his Kvoidoi or for his Panosoi is Noital Chayiv min Olam. He's taken away his life from this world. So Rambam learns it means he's taken away his Olam Haba. Rashi also says that you're taking away his Char. From Olam Haba. That the Pasuk says, Kihi chayecha v'yaruch yamecha, learning Torah, it extends your life. That's if you learn Torah l'shmo. But if you do it to show off with Panoso, then adarab, it's mekatzer shenoysof. Mishnah Vov, Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi says, Kol ha-mechabed es ha-Torah, that gives respect to Torah. Whether it means the Torah itself, whether it means the Svarim, to give respect, not to put something down on top of a seifim, to make sure the sperm look nice, not to rip them. If they rip, they'll fix them up. You give cover to Torah. What else means you give cover to the Lomde Torah, to Tamil Chom, people that learn Torah. Bakoponi Yimechabit, the Torah, then Gufoy Mechubar Alabrias. Midikinegamidir is that people will respect you. You become respected in the eyes of people. the more your machshav to give kavod haTorah, and therefore midi k'neged midi, you'll receive back kavod. But on the opposite way, b'chol hamachalas haTorah, people don't care about the Torah, you machalit. According to the first shot, the svarim you keep dirty, you don't keep them clean. You put things on top of it, you put your hand on top of the svarim, you know, makvat the for your jack on top of the svarim, you machal the Torah, is gufa mechol al abrius. People look down upon you also, they be machal you. There's a mida k'neged mida. That's more a person is machshir of the Torah, that's mal you yourself and makes you a greater person. And therefore you'll deserve to have respect from other people. Now this is really a proper proof that the more you talk good about Chachomim, the more you talk and act the covet at the Torah, that shows that you yourself are a choshva person, you're mechaba the Torah, that shows that you're a choshva person. And therefore, people will give you back respect. In the opposite way, the more the person is mechalo the Torah, mechalo tamir chachomim, doesn't care about the covet at the Torah, shows that he's not a choshva person, and therefore, midi k'negen midi will not receive back respect, but rather chilul. Mishnah Zayin, Rabbi Yishmael b'no Yoyma, Rabbi Yishmael, which was the son of Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, he says that ha'choi seich atzma min adin. Somebody holds himself back and does not become a dayan. The makam where there are other dayanim, they don't really need you, and you hold yourself back, you don't become a dayan, you don't push yourself in to be a dayan, is you better off this way. Is perik amenu, you're taken away from yourself, you're saving yourself from eva, people won't come to hate you, from the gezel, you're not going to come to steal, and the v'shua shov, you won't cause anybody to swear false. Now, like this, if you become a dayan, it's possible that whoever you paskin against, he's going to come and hate you. You may paskin the wrong way, you'll be over your segezel. You may cause somebody to swear a shvu a shov, and you'll be over your gurum de sisa. Therefore, if you don't have to be a dayan, if the other dayanim there, don't push yourself to be a dayan, you're better off. And the similar of a hagas liboy barom, somebody that acts like a bagaivanek, he's muftach, he's gas, he's hordy. In his heart, about Haroah means he feels that he can paskin himself, he won't make any mistakes. He doesn't have to ask anybody, he doesn't have to think it over, but go straight and give the answer. That person is called the shait, is called the fool. Chacham has to know, no matter how great you are, you have to look it over, be careful before you paskin. It's possible to make a mistake and talk it over and think it over and make sure you're answering the right psak. Rosho, the gasruach, the person is also considered a rosho, means he has no yirah shemayim. And he's a gas ruach, it shows he's a big bar gaivanik, wants to show off, or is it to show off, that he could answer right away. That's a rosha, it's a bar gaivanik, that's a terrible thing. But rather the opposite way, make sure you think it over, make sure the psak is right, do it by novel with Yerush Shemayim, then you come to the emistic of psak. Some also say that it means that Cheshem in that din, means that we know there are two ways to have din terrorists. The psak cannot be din terrorists, you can make a pshara, make a compromise. Compromise is, that whatever you say, the makabel, and there's no shal of gezel, it's also a better way of paskening than making a din Torah. Mishnah Ches, who are Yoima? He used to say, means Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta used to say, Alti don yechidi. Don't be a don yourself, don't pasken yourself. Even though with din Torah, or yochid mumcha, if you're a mumcha l'rabim, you're allowed to pasken yourself, it's not the best thing to do. Always ask other people, talk it over with others. Shein don yechidi alecha, there's only one, minakorosh brochu, he's the only one that could do by himself. V'yaltoima, the dayin should not say, kablu daitin. Let's say there are three dayonim there, they have the path, they're shiloh now. So one dayin should not say to the other two, listen, you accept what I say. Shein rashoyin v'loyato. Because it's up to them, if they want to, they're rashoy, they're allowed to accept your psak. But if they don't want to, they don't have to. V'loyato, but it's not up to you. The machriya to tell them they should makamba the psak. In other words, each dayan has to think it over. You have three dayanim to hear the din Torah. Each one thinks it over. Each one has the right to come out to what he thinks is the right psak. And one dayan should not tell the other one, you should be makamba my das. Mishnah Tes, Rabbi Yonasan Omer. Rabbi Yonasan says, Kol ha'makayim es ha'Torah ma'ini. Somebody starts off learning Torah even though he's poor. He's seivulit. He's tams matriach in learning. He doesn't worry about his panosom. Ikri is kaveh to learn Torah the whole day. So such a person, soif for the kamim yosha. The midi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu will eventually give him ashiris. He'll be able to makam the Torah baravchis. He won't have to worry about panosom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. This is up your rive. And the opposite of the way of the cholam avatla is a Torah moisha. Person that has panosom. But instead of learning, he stands the bat and he wastes his time. So such a person, Seif or the Batlamayin, he'll end up that Hashem will take away his money. No, some have to work. Hashem, she's by him. It's not worth it to give him the money. He's just wasting his time anyway. But this is a person that spends his time learning, so it's kedai for Hashem to give him the money. He won't have to worry about panasa. He'll be able to still use out his time the right way and learn. But he is the person that wastes his time, so there's no purpose for Hashem to give him the ashiris. He's wasted anyway. Such a person is Seif or the Batlamayin. He'll end up being mevatol by being poor, and he'll have to work, he'll have to matriach himself. Yeah, Mishneh Yud, Rabbi Meir says, have you memayit eisek? A person should not work too hard, should not be mishtadu too much for his panosam, but rather vasoik b'Torah, spend most of your time, should be learning Torah. It makes your Torah kfa and malach tucha arai. That's a good midah. Akash Baruch Hu will take care of you. Like we know, the Yisrael is panosvah, it's a kalola. Adam Rishon did a chet, and because of that he got a curse. With your sweat, you're going to have to eat. So therefore, as much as possible, try and be mamayat in that kalala. And the rest of the time, spend in learning. And avad, it makes sense that Kosh Baruch will take care of such a person. Doesn't make any sense that because the person is spending his time learning, that's why Hashem will take away his panos and make it harder for him. Same thing, the person has a choice to learn in kerlu, continue learning. Doesn't have to worry now about the panosa. Since the person is doing what Hashem wants and learning his Torah, he has the right to rely on Akash Baruch Hu later when it comes time to make panosa. Avada Akash Baruch Hu will help him out, and a lot of panosa is not going to lose out because he was learning Torah. Adarabba, the purpose of life is to be Isaac by Torah. And therefore, as much as possible, the Mayat Isaac, do as little work as possible and spend most of your time learning Torah. Even the Rambam brings down that in Rambam's times, a Parsha of the Balabas. Rambam says the Balabas, a simple person, would learn 8 hours a day, would work 8 hours a day, and 8 hours he would spend eating and sleeping and davening. But our koponim, you have to make sure you have a gezunt to say to every day of learning. And a tremendous midah of anova in front of everybody. That's the way you become a Talmid Chacham, that's the way you learn. We had before, Ezel Chacham Aloy Med Mikolodom. You have anova, you don't have the guy where you listen and ask people and learn from people. That's a good midah to mekam kayim the Torah, become a big Talmid Chacham. If the Tautam and a Torah person is mevatel from the Torah, you should know, Yesh Loch Betelem Harbi Kenegdil. There are plenty of things to do, to find to do. The Yetzirah has plenty of things. A person wants to be mevatel, you don't have to be too smart to find what to do. There are plenty of things to battle the battle. But we have to watch ourselves, and therefore, the Milmalta Batera, the person is Omo Batera and works in Torah as a Masmid, you have to know Yesh Lois Chor Harbid Itinloch. The Kosh Baruch Hu has tremendous amount of reward to give to you. The other rabbi for Isaka Torah, Talmud Torah Kenegat Kulam, that's the greatest mitzvah we could do, that's the greatest schar we receive from it. There's plenty of reward. But we pass on the Yaakov schar b'hayal meleka, we don't get the reward in this world, but rather the reward is safer Olam Haba. The simple reason that this world is not great enough for the enjoyment. But the Mishnah Novice says that Yofa Shacha Shakaras Ruach Olam Haba Mikol Chai Olam Hazeh. First one explained, that means if you take all the enjoyment of the whole world, from Adam Rishon until Moshe Mashiach, all the enjoyment that was here in the whole world, everybody had put it all together, doesn't come close to what Kayas Ruach means, like a smell of Olam Haba. Not in just standing outside a bakery and just smelling it. So the whole world, the enjoyment of this whole world, doesn't come to one smell of Olam Haba. You can imagine what kind of schar we will be getting with the Shabbalim and HaTerab. This world is not great enough for that schar. Therefore, the schar we get is in Olam Haba. But this world is Nerlam Ha'asiyah, to be Isaac Batera, and the person is Omel Batera. You have to know there's plenty of schar coming to you. Yesh lo yischar harbe litein loch. Yeah, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Ho'isa mitzvah achas, somebody does even one mitzvah, is koin aloy praklet echad. He creates, his koin he owns, he acquires a lawyer, a praklet echad, a malach, that's going to say it's chusm for you. In the opposite way, v'yo'ivra aveira achas, somebody does even one aveira, koin aloy kategor echad, you're making one prosecutor. At loss of love and b'yer madin, he's going to be there, that malach, to say the avera that you did for your punishment. Because Mishnah is teaching us that even one mitzvah is very, very choshev, you shouldn't take it light, no matter how small the mitzvah is, avad, if the mitzvah is a more chomedic mitzvah, But every mitzvah that you do creates its own special loyam that's going to be there for you b'shas hadin when people need help. So it's kedai to put all your effort into the mitzvahs. And the opposite way, if you're doing averis, stay away from doing averis. There's no such thing as Hashem will forget the averis. Not going to be said over, won't be mentioned. You create a prosecutor that's going to be there to say over exactly what you did. The Mishnah ends off with Lord Yaakov that tshuva umaisim toivim, that's kisvus of neaparonius. That's like a shield in front of punishment. If you want to save yourself, protect yourself from punishment, we just learned every avera is there. There'll be made on it, and there'll be punishment for it. If you want to protect yourself from it, do tshuva when you're still alive. Umaisim toivim. You say, su meira v'yasei toiv. Do tshuva, go away from the ra, and then umaisim toivim, do maisim, do asei toiv. Some of us say, if you did an avera, so the eighth always is to do tshuva, and then do a mitzvah with the same part of the body that you did the avera. Somebody spoke lashon hara, did an avera with his lashon, with his mouth, with his koyach of dibur. So it should be oisek alatin limud haTorah, be mekadesh yedibur. Did an avera with your eyes. Person saw, looked at things he's not supposed to. Be mekadesh your eyes. Look at tzaddikim. Use your eyes for limud haTorah. The person hit somebody. Then with your hands, do a ma'aseh tov, get stuck with your hands. That's the sinyan of do tshuva, and a ma'aseh tov, and be misaking that avam that you did a chet with. Reb Yochanan Hasandl Oimer, kol k'neisiyya shil Hashem Shemayim. Anytime people gather together for Hashem Shemayim for purpose of being mekarev themselves to Hashem, of creating kvod Shemayim, you have to know such a gathering is seifel l'skayim. You can have atzlocha, it'll still be around. It means whatever you set out to do, you'll have atzlocha, you'll be able to be mekayim it. You can have a brocha, seifel l'skayim. But the opposite way, v'sheinu l'shem shemayim, anytime you have a gathering, a meeting, discussing something that's not l'shem shemayim, it's not going to create kvod shemayim, it's not something Hashem likes, it's not going to give ritza to Hashem, you should know, ain't seifel l'skayim, it will not last, nothing good will come out of it. Mishnah Yud Beis, Reb Elozer ben Shamua Oimer, he says, that Yehi Chavoid Talmidcha Chaviv Olecha Kishalach. You should give respect to your own Talmidim, your own students, just like you respect yourself. There's meaning to be Mechavid your Talmidim, even though you're teaching them, but still you learn from them, you gain from them, they're Chashuvim, and you have to give them Kavod like yourself. Well, Chavoid Chavercha, someone's even more Chashuv than your Talmud, your Chavar, your friend, is Kamar Rabachim, you have to give respect as if you have fear from your Rebbe. And Umayra Rabbah, how do you have to act upon your own Rebbe? What kind of fear do you have to have for your own Rebbe? Kamara Shemayim. Same way you have Yiras Shemayim. And the Medrash Shmuel explains that each one is a higher Madrega than really you're supposed to. And the Pshat is supposed to give somebody extra covet in order that you shouldn't come to have Pogam not to give him covet. It's a terrible chet to take away covet from somebody. We know Talmid Rabbi Kiva were nifter because they're not knowing him covet zeb zeb. If, like an extra zahira, the time is telling you, pick up one madrega to the cover, like Talmidcha, give him cover as if you give yourself chavercha, yechaver, so give cover as if it's your Rebbe. And your Rebbe, give cover as if it's Mer Shemayim. Then we know Rebbe says in Sefta Makis, that harbe lamarati miraboisai, v'yoysa mizeh mechaverai, v'yoysa mekula metalmidai. The person learns, and starts off learning first your makabah from your Rebbe. Then it comes to Madreg, you learn what a Chavrusa you get more from. Then it comes to Madreg, you get more from your Talmidim. The kids are Rebbe, steiging guys because of his own Rebbe, because of his Chavrusa, because of his Talmidim. That's his Limud, he's supposed to give all three of them covered. And each one deserves more respect than the other. Your Mishnah Yud Gimel. Rebbe Yehuda says, have a Zohir B'Talmud. If you're very, very careful in your teachings and your learning, throughout if you're surpassing the Halachim, very careful in the dogdig, make sure what you're passing, what you're saying over the Allah is right. Shigagas Talmud Olazodim. Because even if you made a mistake, you were shaggy by mistake, you taught the wrong halacham, and people will do wrong because of you, Olazodim Hashem will take it out on you as if you did it b'mezid, because it's a tainer on you. Why weren't you medagdig more before you gave out the psak, before you gave out your learning? And this goes no type of learning, any type of learning of Torah. Whatever you learn, you have to make sure you learn it well. You know the right pshat, don't run through it. If you have doubts, think into it. Make sure you come out to the right maskonah. That's where you're supposed to go to learn. Because if you make mistakes in learning, come out with the wrong maskonahs, that's a terrible thing. That'll be a tain upon you. Rabbi Shimon says, Shloisha Ksarim Heim. There are three crowns. And the Rav explains, I mean, in the Psukim and the Torah, there are three things the Torah is mechayv to give cover to. And that's called Keset Torah, Somet Tatam Chacham. He has a crown of Torah mechayv to give cover to him. And then the Keset Kuna, the crown of a Kain, the Mitzvah Kedashta to give cover to a Kain. And then the Keset Malchus is the crown of a Melech. Same Tosam Alech a Melech. Shetei Masa Lechi Yavachiv to give cover back to a Melech. Then the Mishnah ends off with Keset Shem Toiv Oyla Gabehen. The son somebody has a good name, that's above all of them. That's a better crown. Somebody has a good name, meaning he has it within Maisim Toivim, and people talk good about him, that's even better. So the question is, it starts off saying there are three Ksarim, three crowns, and it says Shem Toiv, that's the fourth one. So first one explained that the Shem Toiv is not a Keset by itself. That goes with all the other one. That there's such a thing as a Keset Torah, that's only if he also has a Shem Toiv. A Keset Kuna is also only with a Shem Toiv, a Keset Malchus. That's a type of Oyla Gabeim, means it goes above them, that they only have the Chshivis. If they also have Maisim Toivim, they have a good name also. In other words, if you have a Talmud Chochem, you have a Melech, you have a Kohen, but they don't do Maisim Toivim, they do Maisim Royim, then there's no Chiv to give them covered. And Rabbi Yehuda explains what's called the Keser Shem Toiv. It means somebody that's in the Kabbal Torah, he learns Torah, and he does mitzvahs, and people talk good about that. And that he says, the Pasuk says in Kehelet, Toiv Shem Mishem and Toiv, a good name is better than good oil. Meaning oil is only good if you smell it. If you don't smell it, means nothing. But a Shem Toiv, no matter where you are, it goes around. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, the end of the Pasuk in Kehelet says, V'yoyim ha'movis im'yoyim hivoldoi. For some people, the Yoyim ha'movis is even greater and better the day he was born. Rabbi Yehuda says, it goes on such a person that was mace with a Shem Toiv. He has more chashivis than he was born. He was born, he didn't have a Shem Toiv. Now when he's niftah, everybody talks about how good he was. The Torah, the mitzvahs that he did, that's even the greater madrega. Mishnah Yudalid. Rabbi Neroi says, have we goylalim kaim Torah, person should go and live in a place where people learn Torah there, with a Talmid Chachamim over there. The Altema person shouldn't say to himself, I'll live in a faraway place. She tovi achrecha, that the Torah will follow me, that the Talmid Chacham will come to me also. Shouldn't say that. Or else a person would say, shechavarecha yikamu biyadecha, means I'm going to go live away in a place where no Talmid Chacham are there. But my friends will stay home and they'll learn Torah. Whenever I have any doubts, I'll go and ask them. I'll be samech on them. You shouldn't say that. But rather, you should be goyla to makam Torah. You should always view yourself live in a place where the Talmid Chacham are there, we can learn from, find out yisveikis. Don't rely on your own seichel, on your own understanding, but rather make sure you have Talmid Chacham and people to talk to and learning, test them to make sure you come out to the emes and not to make any mistakes. The Ben Yonah says, don't be seimach on your own bina, even if you're learning in the place of Talmid Chachamim, but always make sure to ask advice from Chachamim. Whatever you do should always be done al pi the advice of the Chachamim. Your Mishnah Tezvav. Rabbi Yani says, "Ain biyadenu, it's not in our hands. We don't have to understand. Loi mishalvas harishoyim. How come we find sometimes that rishoyim have a good life, an easy life in this world? V'yaf loi miyisurim hatzadikim. We don't have to understand why sometimes we find that tzadikim have a lot of pain in this world, a lot of yisurim, a hard life. We don't have to understand that there's all the rots malakaras rof. Hashem has his reasons why. And one simple reason is that sometimes Hashem wants to pay back the rosh in this world." For the few mitzvahs that he did, he gives them his reward in this world. Mashenkin v'tzadikim, Hashem wants to give them all the reward better in Olam Haba. In this world, sometimes he pays them back the punishment for the few averis they did. Instead of having to go to Gehenim, they get the Yisurim in this world. They're much better off. So that it's a toiva for the tzadikim sometimes that they have Yisurim in this world. And sometimes it's bad for the Rishoyim that they have a shalva, they have it easy in this world. So we don't have to understand this. But this is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Rabbi Masya ben Chorashayma, he says, Havi Makdim B'Shloim Kolodim. Meet the Tavriz, whoever you meet in the street, always give him Shalom Lecha first. You should be Mishtadol to love people, love the Brias, mail you Makarav them to do mitzvahs, and the way to Makarav them is to be nice to them, give them Shalom. And who are then you make the people like you also, and therefore they'll be Mekabel what you're saying later on. So if it was a midah type, you should give them shalom, even though you're going down from your madrega giving somebody else not so chashuv as Yerushalayim, still it's worth it. And the other side, and if I'm Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, Maran Bracha says that Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan Metzakei was makdim shalom l'chol adam, ve'afilu nochri b'shuk, even the guy in the street he saw, he also gave him shalom first. Then the Mishnah says, have a zon of larayis, the better of being a tail of a lion, ve'alti yeros l'shualim, and not be the head of a fox. So the Masha means, the lion, he's the strong one, those are the big time yechamim, better off hanging around them, even though you're only a tail, you're very low, you're the lowest one there in the class in yeshiva, but you're better off being with better ones, you learn more from them, with around the opposite way, be with the low ones, and you should be the head of the low ones. You shouldn't be the rosh l'sholem, don't be the head of small ones, p'chusim. But that's the tziyach, you hang around with the mechamim, the greater they are, the more you get from them. A dug mashal, if you go into a store that sells perfume, just by going in there, you also smell. Mashenkin, you hang around with people that are lower than you, so that's the way you act also. So there's a madrega and lifat, limitator and ruchnis, so we try and learn and be mimishamish people, gedolim. Some will say the opposite way also, you mishamish gedolim, they mechabed you, they give up with you, you learn from them, you hear mashenkin the other way, you won't receive too much. Mishnah Tezayim, Rabbi Yaakov says, that ha'olam hazeh, this world is doim of the praise of them with vafoya b'fnei olam haba. That's like the cheder, the room that you go into, just entering into the big room. But the ikar room is doim haba. Olam hazeh is only the entrance. And therefore, haskein atzmo, prepare yourself a praise there in the foyer and the entrance. Kedei she'tikonis latrak, then you should be zech to be able to go into the big palace. The ikar is to be zech to get olam haba. As the Maseilas Yesharim starts off, that the Ikar Kodesh Baruch Hu wants is to mahana to us, to give us Nenem Yiziv HaShchin, as the Ikar Hashem wants. And the mokum for that is, in Olam Haba, Hashem wants every year to go to Olam Haba, to be there. Because we have to be Zoycha, we have to go through this world to do mitzvahs, to be Zoycha, to get to Olam Haba. Therefore the purpose of this world is not to enjoy this world, not to stam enjoy it, not to taivas, to do telugim of Olam Hazem. Rather, the purpose of this world is this: the makom ha'asiyah. This is the makom we can prepare ourselves, do mitzvahs and Torah to be zeichah to Olam Haba. At the next Mishnah says, Mishnah Yudayin, who are Yoimah, same Rabbi Yaakov used to say, that yofar shrachas, you're better off 1 hour, one time in this world, b'tshuva, doing tshuva ma'isim tovim, b'olam hazeh, in this world. Because tshuva ma'isim tovim means doing tshuva ma'isim tovim mitzvahs. Limitat Torah, you're better off 1 hour in this world. Mikol Chai Olam Haba, from the whole Chai Olam Haba. And the emissary of the Tafkid is to do mitzvahs. That's the purpose of this world. And me the geese, so that's a nageh to asiyah, what we're doing. Chidua the Groh, before he was Niftar, he said over that it was Kedai for him to give up Olam Haba. They should live a little bit longer to learn more Torah. Pashut of this Mishnah, that Yofar Shrachas, 1 hour in this world of Shuvah, Maisim Tovim, doing mitzvahs, learning Torah is worth it more than all the schar of Olam Haba. That's nageh to the asiyah accomplishing. What's nageh to payment reward? That's the next part of the Mishnah. It's no stirum. But nageh to the reward part, the yofar shachas, you're better off 1 hour. Shall kuras ruach, not even being in Olam Haba. Just kuras ruach, mafresh from spelling, like just smelling. Imagine just being outside a bakery and you just smell the bakery. Hey, just being outside Olam Haba, one smell of Olam Haba is more enjoyable, mikol chayul amazef, when the whole world put together. The Rebbe Eliyapianta tell us, Mazbem, imagine putting all the enjoyment of this world together from Adam Arishan until Mashiach comes. All the people, the whole world together, put all that enjoyment together, tremendous amount of enjoyment. Doesn't come close to not even one smell of Olam Haba. That's how great the enjoyment will be in Olam Haba. That's like the pshat that we say, schar b'hayam alechem. We do not get reward. If you're lucky, you would not get your reward in this world for the mitzvahs, but rather get the reward in the next world, in Olam Haba. Because this world is not great enough to receive the reward. The reward of Olam Haba, our whole world put together, doesn't even come close to one smell of Olam Haba. But this is negated to the reward, enjoyment. Now, Shank and the Rashi is saying, you want to know tachlis about doing the asiyah, you're better off doing Torah and mitzvahs, nice and tovim, from all the reward better of Olam Haba. Mishnah Yudches, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Al tiratze es chaverach b'shas kasa. When a person is very angry at you, don't try and appease him then. You're wasting your time. He's not going to accept it. And leave him alone. Let him calm down first. Really, the Gemara in Brachos Ashkenaz is the pasuk from this. Gemara there says, minayin shei meratzen liyodim b'shas kasa. You're not supposed to appease the person then. Now the pasuk says, pona yelecha v'achin v'ani chaysi loch. Chash Baruch Hu said to Moshe, wait a little bit till the zman of Zam goes away, and then Hashem will be mafayis. Hu adin, the Mishnah says that the yal tenachamenu b'shor shemesa mutlufona. Just the person's annoying name, the mace is in front of him, that's not a time to give him tanchum to try and appease him. The tzara is there, that's not a time to give him tanchumim. V'yal tishaloi b'shas nidroi. Just the person makes a neder, don't try and help him out to be matter the nether. Because when he's making, obviously he's angry, he wants to make the nether. You're going to say, don't do it, but rather try and be matter. He's only going to say, afalpikain. Even though you're giving me a terim, I still want to make the nether. So Bishas is making the nether, he's like angry, he's because don't stop him from making the nether, you're going to make it worse. Wait till he calms down, and then you try and be matter the nether. V'yatishtadi l'roisoi Bishas kalkolosoi. When a person is ma'nichshon and avera, person's doing something he's very embarrassed from, don't go and see him then, only make things worse, you make him embarrassed, you'll become embarrassed, that's not the way to help out your friend. Same thing, by other Marishan Hashem did not appear to them, b'shas techet, only afterwards, when he made his chagurois, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, how come you made his chagurois? Yishma Hashem askal, v'yishma askal Hashem l'kim. HaKol ponim, b'shas is doing the chet itself, b'shas kakuloi, don't look them. If a person could stop him, stop the person from doing the chet and chanami. But otherwise, just to watch him do the chet, that's not kedai. Yeah, Mishnah Yutes. Shmuel HaKotoin Oimer. There's been the foil oivcho altismach. When your enemy falls, don't like be happy. Ovekoshloi al yogali becha. When he stumbles, your heart should also not be in joy. Then Yira Hashem Rabbeinu, maybe Hashem will see this and will be bitten in the eyes of Hashem. And the Heshiv Mi'olavapa, Hashem will take his anger out upon you. Really, the Kashmir for Hashem asks is like, what is Shmuel teaching us? Enough in the Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in Mishlei. Then the full of Chatisnach. There's a Pasuk. What is it just I'm saying over this Pasuk? So the Rav learns the Pshat is that Shmuel HaKotin, he was ruggle in B'mechich, people telling people about this Pasuk. Therefore, he says over this Pasuk, he was ruggle. Some say, the Gemara says in Baruchas, that Shmuel HaKotan, he was Masak in the Baruch of Olam HaShinim. The extra Baruch we say in Shmuel Nesra of Olam HaShinim, like when the Spalat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our enemy should be wiped out, should be killed. All the Rishoyim should not have any Kiyim. So when the Spalat HaShem, that the Rishoyim should be wiped out. Therefore, he was also with very Margal people to watch out, that even though we're Mispalot, they should be wiped out. But when it happens, we have to Mekam this Pasuk in Mishlei, not to be happy when they fall, that Pen Me'el HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take out the anger back upon us. Mishnah Chof, Elisha ben Avuya says, he was the Rabbi Sharab Meir, he says that Haloimed Yela, somebody teaches a young child, young people, Lamal Dem, what is he like? Lidyoy, like Shemak in nice black ink, Ksuva Niachod is written down on a blank sheet of paper, a new sheet of paper. That looks very good and writes very good. And it's good to learn with young children, with youth. The Torah will go in, there'll be makablik, you'll accomplish. But Valei Mitzvah, and somebody teaches an older person, the Maldem, what is he like? Lidjoy like ink, soup is written on Nia Mochuk, on a piece of paper that was erased already. It doesn't look so nice, and you're not going to accomplish that much. It's much harder for it to go in. Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda, Ish Kfar HaBavli Yomer. That Haloimid Menaktanim, somebody learns from youth, is Lamal Dem, what is he like? Loichal Anovim Kez, is eat grapes, they're a little sour. Vishoy Siyayim Megit, is drinking fresh wine, that's not so good. Adra, when you come to learn, your Rebbeim should be older, they should be big Tamichomim, not from young people. Haloimid Menaktanim, somebody learns from an older Tamichomim, Lamal Dem, what is he like? Loichal Anovim Bishula, you're eating ripe grapes. Veshoyse Yain Yoshe, drinking old geshmak of good wine. Rebbe Yem Rebbe says, Al testaka bekankin, a person should not look at the barrel, not at the outside of the bar, how it looks. Ela b'ma sheyesh, but you have to look inside, what's inside. because yesh kan kan chor. Sometimes they have a new beautiful barrel, but mala yoshen, it's full of old gishmaka good wine. The yoshen, sometimes you have an old barrel, shafilu chodeshem, but doesn't even have new wine there. It's not so good. It's what you say, don't judge by the cover, but look what's inside. And the Rav learns that Rebbe is coming talking on the base of Rebbe Yehuda. And he says, just like there are different barrels, you can't tell what's good. It's not told in age. Who are then by learning? It's loved out, could learn from older people. Sometimes you have younger Tamil Chachamim that you can learn from better, that know more, that's easy to teach you. Sometimes better to learn from younger Tamil Chachamim. Kids, it depends. Whichever one you could learn from better. But I call upon the language of the movement of this missionary, the younger you are, the better it is to start learning. When you're young, it's called Girsa, the Ankusa, what goes into your head when you're young, that stays with you, yet is clean then, your Torah then, your Kaddish then, the Torah goes and becomes part of you. Later on in life, you have too many other things in your head, very hard for the Torah to go in. Avadi can still learn then, but it's much easier to learn early. People should not say, first my young youth I'll use out to go to learn things, do other things, get panosa, and later on in life I'll sit down to learn. It's not the right way. You have to know what you learn when you're young, that's Girsa the Ankusa, that goes in, that stays, that's the prime time. These are the years to use for learning. Now we know by this Mishnah, Sefer Malisha ben Ahuya, know the Maisu was that at the beginning he was like the Rebbe of Rav Meir, but at the end he was from the four people that went into the paradise. When he came down, he became an Apikurus. At the end of his lifetime, he was called Achar, an Apikurus, he turned to be a Rosha. So who the Shaler is, then why does the Mishnah bring him down from over here? Why is he illuminated? This Maisu, Sefer Nasat Rebbe is a Talmud, that this Mishnah is teaching us. You're supposed to learn with the Yelid. What is it like? It's like a clean piece of paper. So the movement Shabbat is that you teach young. When you're a young person, what goes in then, the more Kedusha B'tayram, the more pureness that goes in, that's going to be saved over. You're going to end up to be a tzaddik. The Torah will stay with you. But if the beginning of your youth was ra, bad things went in, even though later on you can try and learn, but the acharis is not going to be the same. The end will be what you had of the youth. That's what comes out. You have to be very, very careful with your youth, with the kids, to watch them, to make sure they're learning the Kedusha B'tayram, not to overlook them and let them have a good time and go to the Tanugim, the Tigris of Olam Hazeh, and say, first let them have a good time, later they'll start learning. That ruins the Seif. That's the process that we say, that Toiv Achris Dovim Rishisoi, meaning in order to have an Achris, in order to have a good end, you have to have a good beginning. That's what you said to this Mishnah, Alamid Mina Yelid, the Zaymata Yodik Suva Niyachadish. The Yodik Suva Niyachadish. The Mishnah, the Chafalif, Rebbe Lezer HaKapa, Rebbe Lezer HaKapa says, HaKina, this means to be jealous of one another, the Ataiva, that you have desires to have Tanugim, enjoyment of this world, the Akova, the person wants to have respect, is Moitziyin Esodim and Erlem. Poshta takes you out of this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu created such a beautiful world, you can enjoy this world. The person have these three midas, mamash takes you out of the world, doesn't let you live. Person can have what he needs, but if he has kin, he's jealous why somebody else has more than him, then everything he has gets ruined, it's not worth anything. Bahaman had everything he needed. He was jealous though of Mordechai, killed himself because of it, takes himself out of the world. And also we have kin that were jealous of somebody. Why? It's in Stira, real to the Anoich Hashem Lekecha, the Aseret HaDibrois. Anoich Hashem is like Kadosh Baruch Hu gives everybody what he deserves. Whatever somebody has, it's among Kadosh Baruch Hu. How could you be jealous of somebody else? Hashem gave it to him and not to you. How could you be jealous? The Hataiva, Stam going after Tanugim, enjoyment of this world, that's only a Stira to Olam Haba, it's only a Stira to Avruchnius, that where we have before, the purpose of this world is Haskein Atzmachav Aproizda. Today, we want to be zeicher to get to Olam Haba. The Tanugim, things that take us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those things that take us away from Olam Haba. They just kill us, take them out of this world. About what we need to live on, what you need to be happy, that's one midah. But Taiva means Sham, to go after your desires, your lust. That's a terrible thing that takes you away from Hashem. Person's never happy. Person has Taivas, will never be satisfied, and he kills himself over it. Same thing, covered. What is covered? What is respect? Person that runs after it, he's never satisfied, never happy. He always wants more and more and more. He wants more respect. And really, it's a zero. It's nothing. These are things that are really nothing. If you go after them, they can almost take you out of this world. You don't have a life anymore. Les Mishnah, Mishnah Chav Beis. Hu ha yoyim, he used to say, Reb Lezakop used to say, ha yeloidim lomos, young children, you have to know eventually you're going to die. You have to realize there's Musa, that prepare yourself in this world for Elam Haba, everybody's going to end up in Misa. V'ya meisim l'hachiyas, mitzvah shem akosh brocho, make a tchiyas meisim. V'ya chayim lidun, and everybody's alive is going to have a din, because this goes on even achat tchiyas meisim will be the din ha-godol then, be a tremendous big judgment then. Lay that person has to know, olahidia, to be known to other people, olivoda, it should be goal of you do it to the whole world. Mishukel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the gibor, the koina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ruler, who hayaitzer, he is the one that created, formed this world, who haburi, he created us, who hamaven, he understands us, who hadayin, he's the judge. Who ate, he has edus, he knows everything that happened, he's made on called Mais Odom, who bowed din, he has the bowed din, he's Taveiros to a din, who ostrid Lodin, he's the one who's going to give us judgment. Baruch Hu is to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shulaf Shein, Lafon of Layavla, Shem doesn't have any injustice in front of him, Lashichri doesn't forget anything, Vlay Masafonim doesn't turn towards people that some want to show off. He doesn't take any bribes. Shakosh, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For that person has to know Shakur Lufi Cheshbin, exactly you're going to get, exactly what you deserve, what the Cheshbin is. According to how many mitzvahs you did, how many averis you did, the din will be exactly. Person should not think, don't let the Yetzirah talk it into you. Shashur, that's the person is mace and buried. Base Monoslof, that's the place you will escape. Nobody will see you anymore, nobody will know anything, nothing will happen to you anymore. No, but Adarabba, that's where the Yom HaDin starts, and we have to have a Din V'cheshbin, and calls Mam Rolai, we have to massacre ourselves as much as possible. Shal Korchacha Tenoitza, by force we were born, Via Korchacha, we were formed, Via Korchacha Tenoitza, we were never, we were born, Via Korchacha Techai, by force we live, and as early, the Neshama really doesn't like this world. The Neshama likes Elam Haba, upstairs close to Hashem, he doesn't like this world, by force we're here. That Kochachat to mace, the force we're going to be mace. That Kochachat to also lead in the Cheshbin. Of Ne Melech Machel Noh Mekorosh Baruch Hu. The kids, whether we like it or not, this is what's going to happen. And therefore, these are the facts, and therefore, we have to chaperein. The Mishnah has said before, prepare ourselves as much as possible in this world, in order we should be zeicha to get to Elam Haba, to have the enjoyment of Schav called Mitzvahs in Elam Haba. All right, we'll stop here.